Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. As we start in Resh Samach Beis, my grandfather was in Auschwitz. And he said that during the war, in the camp, my grandfather was together with the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, in the camp. And he said that in the lager, I used to call it, in the camp, they used to try. Pardon? Lager was a German or the Yiddish word for the camp. And he said that they tried. It was very difficult because it was pikuach nefesh, but they tried as much as feasible and as much as possible. They said they tried on Shabbos to make. It was obviously pikuach nefesh circumstances. But they tried to do something a little bit different on Shabbos. There's no doubt that they were perfectly allowed to do anything. It was pikuach nefesh. And the ones who made it, they made it. The ones who didn't. But they tried on Shabbos that it should be recognizable that it's Shabbos. It was very difficult. My grandfather said, the Satmar Rebbe, who was together in the mamash, literally in the same... he said, Satmar Rebbe was a dindu melachas. He said, nobody else managed to do that. But Satmar Rebbe was able to be in the camp without doing melachas. But very few others managed to do that. But he said that they tried, the dry on Shabbos should be a little bit different. Because they realized that Shabbos, more than them giving to Shabbos, it was them giving them something. The fact that they did something towards Shabbos, that it was recognizable that it's Shabbos, it would give them more, then they would be mevater. And it's very interesting. I've got a few Yerusha items from my grandfather, a few things I inherited. And one of the things that he managed to keep, I don't know how he managed to keep it through the year, through the time that he was in the camp, it was a pocket knife. And I've got it in my house. It's a pocket knife, and it says Shabbos Kodesh on it. It was a pocket knife that literally looks like a Swiss Army knife. Obviously predated, this is from the 1920s, 1930s. And I don't know exactly what the story behind it is, but I know that he had it with him in the camp. And it says Shabbos Kodesh, and it was a kind of challah knife, kind of, which I don't know how he managed to keep, I don't know how he managed to have it through the... But it just symbolizes the idea that a Yid understands that his very identity is not is by doing something towards Shabbos. The identity of a Yid is by doing something towards Shabbos. I'm saying this because we are going to be starting those halachas now. Lekadosh Shabbos b'shulchan ochel v'ksus nekir. My mother told me that she went once years ago, this is in the 1980s or so, she went to Poland, and she went to Poland with whatever, and she told me that she spoke to one of the old ladies there, one of the really old ladies, might have been out in the 70s, I'm not sure, and one of the old ladies there in Poland. And she said that she asked for memories from the Yidden in that particular Polish shtetl. I don't know where it was. I'm not Polish descent, but she said that she told me that one of the old ladies there told her that we're always very, very jealous of the Yidden, of the Yiddish ladies. And she said, why were you jealous of the Yiddish ladies? It was a Goyish lady who was still there from the years before. And she said, we're always very jealous of the Yiddish because however poor the Yiddish ladies were, however poor they were, I said, we were poor and they were poor. But the ever poor the Yiddish ladies were, they always had two dresses. They had one dress for weekdays and one dress for Shabbos. He said, we were very poor as well, but we never had two dresses. We only had one. But the Yiddish ladies, they always had two dresses. They had one for weekdays and one for Shabbos. And that's the identity of Yiddish, to be able to mechabed Shabbos. Having said this, we're ready for page 68. Simen Reish Samach Beis, Lekadosh HaShabbos, B'shulchan Oruch, V'chsus Nekir. We're now going to be penetrating the halachas of how to sanctify Shabbos with a Shulchan Oruch, with a laid table of a Ksus Nekir, and with a clean cloth. Shulchan Oruch says, Yisad Shulchan Oruch, what you have got to do is you should prepare your table. Ve'yatzia mitois, and you should, the literal translation is the bed should be made, but it is not very precise, because the mitos you were referring to over here is not the mitos that we sleep in. So that's actually a mistranslation if somebody brings us a proof that you have to make your beds. This is not a good proof. You have to make your beds anyway. But that's not the Shulchan Aruch here as a misquotation, because the bed's there. It's more like in the olden days, they used to eat on couches. We've spoken about it previously in a few occasions. They used to eat on some sort of couches, beds, kind of. Can you imagine? Do you think we'd be comfortable with that? So, you know, they're like lying down. And that's the mitzvah we're referring to over here. So the couches where you're eating, they should be also, they should be set, they should be tidy, they should be clean. Ve'isaken, you should sort out. Kol inyone abayis. All the household should be tidied up and clean and mesoda. Kedei, in order, shim tzu'enu oruch, that you should find it laid, hu mesoda and mesoda, cleaned up and tidied bevoyoy, when he returns, mi beis haknesses from shul. Ve'yeh shulchonoi, the more adds of here, an important aloch, ve'yeh shulchonoi oruch, kol yom ha-shabbos, and the table should be laid the entire Shabbos, from the evening till the evening, not just for the meals. But the entire Shabbos, the table should be laid nicely. And that is the custom of Elishanis, and we should not change that. From the entrance, the beginning of Shabbos, till Matzah Shabbos, it should be laid. The table should be clean and nice and tidy. That means that even if you've got a very, very nice table, you've got this, what's this fancy, fancy stone called? Or fancy, if a marble table, you've got a wood, very expensive wood. What's that? Mogany, that's probably South African. Yeah, so you've got this really fancy table, and it's very fancy thing, and it's very, very posh, but, and it's very fancy as it is, but we're learning the Shulchan Aruch over here, that on Shabbos, it should still be laid, you should have a tablecloth on it. However fancy schmancy it is, you have to make sure that it's laid, that the table is laid. Right, so if cotton base, hamitois.
Can you just clarify the previous halakha?
Yeah.
So, it's about having a tablecloth in it as opposed to having actual places laid around.
Indeed. Yes, that's what he's referring to. Yesad shulchana, yeah. Yeah. As to whether the plates and the cutlery and the everything should be it might be included in his second call in Yonei Abayis based on the understanding of Kedeshim Tzu'enu Oruch Mesod Bevoyim Beis HaKnesset. When you come back from Shul, it should be all prepared. So in that context, probably yes. But in terms of Yesad Shulchan V'Yatziah Mitos, probably not so much. So you're right. There's actually two halachas over here. One is that the table should be laid constantly, and it should be nice and mesuda. That's halacha number one. Besides that, there's another halacha that when you return from shul, everything should be prepared. So it goes into the latter and not the former halacha. That makes sense. Siv cotton base. Hamitos shiyosh v'nalein that you sit on. V'toyv she'emutzas gam hamitos shiyosh n'aleo. Here, the Mishnah Berurah adds, in the name of Achroinim, that it is proper and it is right that the way you sleep is also should be tidied up and the bed should be made. That's not what the Ramah means, but that's an additional aloch of here in the name of the Achroinim. Siv cotton gimel. Oruch late. Shizil kvoit Shabbos. It is the respect, the honor of Shabbos. Ve'omu chachomeinu, and the chachomim said, zichoinu livroche, shnei malachi ha-shoreis, two angels, melavin loy le'odom, they accompany be'erev Shabbos, they accompany a person on Erev Shabbos. Bibes ha-kneses le'veisoyim, they accompany a person from shul to the house. Normally we don't accompany it with such VIPs, but on Friday night we're accompanied. Echad toy ve'echad ra, one is a good Malach, and one not so much. One is Echad Ro. V'kshebole ve'isoy, and when he returns to his house from Shul, Umotzo, and it is found, and he finds, Ne'er Doluk, the Shabbos candles are lit. V'sholchon Oruch, and the table is laid. Umita Mutzas, and everything is made, the beds are made, and as we just said, it's not referring to the beds, but the couch that you're eating. Malach Toiv Oimer, the good Malach says, Yehi Ratzon should be the will of Hashem. Sheken leShabbos Abba, he gives a bracha that the mitzvah Hashem should be the same. Everything will be in peace and in harmony and tranquility in mitzvah next Shabbos as well. Nothing should happen throughout the week that will jeopardize and challenge this. Umalach Ra, Oine, Omein, Baal Kocho, and the bad angel is forced to say, Omein, so it shall be. He's forced to say so. Ve'im Lav, But if Chas Shalom, the opposite is true, that you get home and it's like a whole big flustered and everything is in the right place and everything's upside down and you can hardly find where to go, then on the opposite, the opposite is true to be said, and the Malach Ra will have the upper hand. Chalila v'chas, Chas v'sholem. And this is very interesting that this Malach is, it has to be understood, obviously, what is the meaning of this Malach, and why only then do we have accompanied by a Malach. And why does the Malach have such a power on this particular occasion? All these things have to be thought about. But that's Mamash put down the halacha, the importance of having tranquility and harmony on Shabbos as we go home. We've learned previously as well, spider webs have to be removed before Shabbos. Spiders have to be removed. Lenakos es habayis lichvoy Shabbos. I want you to clean the house in honor for Shabbos. For tovle zoyer besudis alaylam. And one should also be careful to have this besudis alaylam on the Friday night meal. Shalizroik davon bebayis chutz leshulchan. Things shouldn't fall and drop on the floor by the Friday night suda. Him ein darko lechaber es habayis bedova amuta. Just make sure that it doesn't get too messy over Shabbos. And sure that the house is still tied in Muslim Friday night as well. Similarly also after Shabbos morning meal, ensure that everything is pretty much tidy and mesuda. Unless, of course, if you have the opportunity of sweeping the floor, then it's fine as well. But if you haven't got the opportunity to clean up, then just make sure that it doesn't look like a I don't know what after the meal. So again, the halacha that is pointed out here that throughout Shabbos as well, try to keep up the standard of respect throughout Shabbos as well. Yeah. Yeah, why does it say it here again? Yeah, because it's a good question. Why does the Mishnah repeat it? I'm not sure why. Yeah, we've learned it before. Yeah, not sure why it's repeated here. Good question, Gabi. I don't know why it's repeated here. Sivkot and Dalet. So we learned that we hear Shulchanu Oruch Kol Yom Shabbos. Adle Acha Havdolah until after Havdolah. And that indeed the minig is that the Shabbos table is still Shabbos dig until after Havdolah. Until after Havdolah, it should still be Shabbos dig. Yeshnoigin Yoshtei Mappas al Shulchan Mivad al Yonish al Alechem. Mishum Kshemenarim Amaponim Tzah Shulchan Negul. Mishnabuna goes so far, and it brings a minig. This is not Aloch Rabbi Yisrael, but it's a minig. He said that some ensure that there's constantly two tablecloth, because when you shake off the crumbs, thank you. When you shake off from the crumbs, but at times when you take off and you shake it off, so during your action of shaking it off, the table is going to be bare. Table is going to be uncovered, and that's disrespectful. So Mishnah Berurah says yesh noyagin, some of the custom that throughout all Shabbos there's two layers, one layer and then another layer on top. In order that if when they shake off, the table is not empty, it's not bare, there's another layer underneath. So as a security measure underneath, that even when you shake off, it's still Shabbos stick underneath. And I think some people do that to ensure that there's two levels, as it were. Yeah.
So it used to be the minyan of Kol Yaakov. Never used to cover the tables in shul. And then the new Hanhala decided they were going to cover the tables in shul. So we always used to rent the house. Does that extend to the Beis Medrash? Or is that something which is kind of just an extra thing? Does it have any makor in this siman?
Is that included in this minyan? Is this included in this minyan? This... Bialocha? V'hainu b'cheder she'oichel sham, b'vada tzorich l'chasas kol ha'shulchan she'yesh sham, v'afilu b'yesa chadorim gam ken efshe d'roi l'asas ken ha'ni b'rabba. But he's also talking about the bias. So Rabbi Frankel points out the Bialocha. Bialocha said it's not, the Iker Alocha is certainly talking about where you eat. That's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Bialocha extends it to not only where you eat, but the entire house. It's right and proper to have tablecloth nice and the soda in the rest of the house. But to extend onto the shul, I'm not sure that's included in the minig. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's mitam the minig. I don't know.
Isn't there a halacha that the shul takes precedence in the house? So everything, air conditioning, everything, lighting, sure goes first.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the covered, I don't know. I don't know, if there is, what are you referring to? If a person can only afford one of the two, then he should rather support.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Interesting all that. Okay, we're ready for seat base. He shtadl shuloib godim noim le Shabbos. Person should try, he should be mishtadl, he should attempt, and he should have nice Shabbos clothes. Godim noim le Shabbos. The chassidim are very, very, but the chassidim is mamash beautiful. It's mamash beautiful, the way they've got godim noim le Shabbos. But it's not, but universally accepted. Also, want to have special clothes for Shabbos. If it's impossible, lefachos, at the very least, lishalshel perish. What it means is shalshem klapim matos shu arukim kemidas va'ashirim ayushim beveisom. Pekot of lemato derech kavu. What it means is as follows: when people worked, they used to put the trousers. They used to fold up their trousers. Because they were working, they were out in the fields or with the animals, so they were out doing hard work, and for that it was unpractical to have the trousers all the way down, or the, what equivalent of trousers, go down all the way till the floor. So you used to fold it up. People who didn't need to fold up the clothes, it was the ashirim, the wealthy people, because they didn't get all dirty, so they used to be able to have the trousers all the way down. But otherwise, it would be in the way. If you try to gather the sheep in, and you try to work your clothes all the way down, it's in the way. It's very difficult. It's unpractical. Therefore, the people who are working in the fields, by them, they would have the trousers a little bit up. It used to be folded up. But Ashirim, rich people, who were quite comfortably sitting at home, by them, it was all the way down. Shulchan Aruch says that even if you are a hard-working man, and you are middle class, and you're hard working, and you're not one of the ashirim, you're not a rich person. On Shabbos, could be you're not affording, you can't afford your own special designated clothes for Shabbos. Could be, unfortunately, you're not quite there yet. Can't buy you special Shabbos clothes. But at the very, very least, ensure that you shalshel down, take your trousers down, all the way to the floor, that it's kederech ashirim. You should look a bit more posh on Shabbos. Nothing wrong with it, on the contrary, you should do so. Let's see the words of Shulchan Aruch again. Ishtadel, ideally, you should try. You should try to have special Shabbos clothes. Even if it's not possible, he can't afford special Shabbos clothes. At least, yeshalshel, take down, perish. Yeshalshelim, take them down, clap them out all the way down. Sheyu arukim, they should be long. The trousers should be long, kemidas v'ashirim, like the ways of the wealthy people, hayoshim v'esam, who dwell and sit in the houses. Bgodov lemato, all the way, these clothes should be down, derech covered in a respectful way. Mishne Mosif Kotten Hei, Hishtadel, Dixiv, v'chibadeto, you should honor it, you should honor Shabbos. V'doshu Chazal say, shelo yu malbushecho shel Shabbos, your weekday clothes should not be like, like weekday clothes. If it's toiv, it is proper. So there's two things. It should be different clothes. It should be different clothing. If here it doesn't mean that, you should look different. You should be slightly different. It should be more aristocratic. It should be a bit nicer. Here the Mishnah Berurah adds that ideally, that's already that's based on Ari, you should try not to wear anything that you wear on weekdays. Don't wear that on Shabbos. Afilu choluk, even a shirt. It should be different. You should have Shabbos shirts and weekday shirts. You should have different clothing for Shabbos and on weekdays. You should have different clothing. And if possible, toiv shegiloy gam talis achel Shabbos. He is literally talking about a talis, not in the Mishnah's words, but in contemporary use of the word talis. You should have a Shabbos talis. It means a talis. So if you can afford, if it's possible at all, you should have a weekday talis and a Shabbos talis. But certainly in terms of shirts and everything else, you should try. You should have different clothes for Shabbos than on weekdays. That's what Mishnah says. I don't know if that's universally accepted or not, I don't know. I don't know, Rabbi Isai. Everything has to be different for Shabbos? Does everything need to be different for Shabbos? Everything?
Surely, everything.
It doesn't get changed. Bali tefillah, what does shul tell us? Shul tell us, takanot. Takanot. Taka interessant. Very interesting. Oh, why on the shul tell us? Is it then on the person, on the interesting. It's good, however. Yeah. The contemporary poskim, listen, Karelitz and other contemporary poskim, they say that all the clothing which is not visible at all and which is touching the, which is just touching the skin, that's the gather they say, at smudim leguf, which touch the skin and is not necessarily visible externally, those do not need to have, you don't have to have different ones, you don't have to have different ones for Shabbos. I mean, it should be obviously clean and fresh and everything, but they don't have to be different ones for Shabbos and on weekdays. That's what the contemporary poskim say. I don't know if glasses is the gather of malbushim and godim. I think that glasses are very much a technical support.
I mean, apart from the bells, or not bells, whichever of the chassidus it is that everyone's got exactly the same frames,
yeah,
they're very much a fashion statement. No, there's one of the rebels, I forget what it was bells? The rebbe was very worried that all the Hasidim were going to be spending too much money to keep up with the Joneses to like have the nicest glasses. So he made a tikkunah.
In Belsa would have the same glasses. Yeah,
But everybody else, they
okay. As far as I think that glasses is much more of a Yeah, in Hilchas Shabbos, I hear what you're saying. In terms of that, yes, I know. In terms of Shin Aleph, Shin Gimel, it's considered a malbush or a tachshit, correct? But in terms of do you have in terms of having special for Shabbos, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that it's included in this that you should have yishtal shim godim noim le Shabbos. I'm looking at glasses much more as a really practical think that you need to have it, otherwise you bump into anything and you can't read like a man. I don't know. Does it make sense to have Shabbos glasses? How do you feel about it? To spend... Pardon? Yeah. It's interesting, I don't know, because that's really not visible again. It's not. Is there a way of being mechabed something if it's not visible at all? Is there a way of honoring Shabbos if nobody besides you knows it? If it's something which is gets absorbed in your I mean, it's hard to know. I find it hard to. Taka, he says you should need a chassidus in the hachlef in the chassidus. It's an interesting horror. I mean, to me, I'll tell you the truth. To me, if somebody who changes the glass for Shabbos, it doesn't make much of a difference. He'd have to explain to me why somebody who has hearing aids, why I wouldn't have to change that for Shabbos or to have different ones for Shabbos. In a way, I find it's a medical support to help somebody to might be more common and might be more. But really, that's what it is. Pardon? Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that. Yeah, but it's. I hear the thought. I hear. Seif Gimel, Rabbi Yisrael, we're ready for Seif Gimel, but let me just check if we've got. We've got Seif Katan Vav in Mishneh Berurah still. Seif Katan Vav Mishneh Berurah Noim Kefir Cholter according to his means. Don't overspend. Don't overspend. If you can't afford something, don't buy it. It's Kefir Cholter. The word, first two words in Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Vav are very important. You don't need to overspend. Just do what you can afford. Don't overspend. Yeah, if you are the only Yid in the area, you should still wear Shabbos clothes. It is an honor of Shabbos. It is an honor of Shabbos, and it doesn't really make a difference if the goyim have an understanding or not. It doesn't make a difference if the only people around it are. If you're in the desert as well for Shabbos, on your own or whatever it may be, you still have to give cover to Shabbos. Kosa b'sev chsidim, b'sev chsidim say, alikach odom yelit b'shabbos, hat shiosim tchilo kar b'cheikoi. If you are It's interesting halacha over here, the name of the Sefer Chassidim. You should not take a child on Shabbos onto your lap until you put something on your... You make sure that there's something in between the baby and your trousers. Kedesh lo yitanef begadav, they shouldn't dirty your clothes. So I suppose, I'm not quite sure what the Mishnah brings it over here. I'm not 100% clear what I think that the meaning of that is that on weekdays, I suppose you have got easier ways of cleaning things and you're not particularly makpid and you can easily remove any stains that may have appeared. On Shabbos though, I think that, you know, just make sure that you keep up the standard of cleanliness. And if you've got little babies around, you've got little children around, still make sure that you remain respectful on Shabbos day. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's an Eitz HaTova. I don't think it's an Eitz HaTova. Okay, we'll stop over here. Let's just recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem. We learned Lekadosh HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch V'Chesus Nekiya. We learned that a person has to have, the table should be laid, and the couch should be Mesuda, the house should be tidy. We learned about when a person comes home from shul, the Malachim accompany him. We learned also that a person should ensure there's no spider webs. We learned that a person should ensure that throughout all Shabbos it's Mesuda and tidy, sweep the floor if necessary. We learned also that the Badatoy tells that the clothing that a person wears, it's not only the table and the couch, it's the clothing itself should be noim, it should be respectful for Shabbos. And at the very least, take the trousers down, that it should look respectful and more aristocratic. We learned also that even if he's on his own, he should make sure that he walks around Shabbos day and respectful. And that's pretty much what we covered tonight. I wish you a very good evening and more to follow tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.